It's been announced there will be no Taste this year. There'll be no New Year's Eve celebrations. They couldn't come up with anything. I think that's a massive loss. But let's, why don't we do a North Hobart, not a street party, but just come up to North Hobart for New Year's Eve and have a feed. Support all the local eateries up here. We're in the best little part of Hobart. Like we were just saying, it's like the Lygon Street of Hobart City, and all the shops up here would love you to come.
I was watching Wynn News last night, and I'm talking about this, and the chap that owns Muir's,
yep.
I forget his first name.
Will?
Yeah, I think it was. But I think what
Mr.
will happen...
Mr. Muir?
Mr. Muir, that's him.
Yes.
I think all the local restaurants, be it down at the waterfront, Salamanca, North Hobart, you know, they're going to rise
to the occasion. Exactly right. And Billy Chung from the Melbourne Cracker Shop, he's bringing over his skyrockets and crackers. We'll have a bit of a fireworks demonstration.
Yeah.
Hey, Mickey boy.
No, we won't.
Mickey boy. Sarah wouldn't remember this.
Oh, what?
Crack-a-night.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that was outlawed by the time I was
going through all
the
few teddy bombers in the old neighbour's letterbox, blow them to bits, find a big dry cow poo and shove a big penny bomb in the middle of it. Boom.
Believe
it.
Even those little, what were the little red ones? Tom Thumbs.
Tom Thumbs. Oh, fantastic fun.
Oh, I love that you're reminiscing about
this.
Oh,
mate,
so
it used to be so much fun.
Used to throw them at my brother's legs.
Honestly, yeah, you used to. Hold them in your fingers.
Oh, well, look, what great memories.
Put them in the mate's pocket.
What great memories. Hopefully the families can start them this year.
Oh, look, the amount of burns I got doing crack and night was awesome.
What do we say, Mick? Oh, the good old days.
Yeah.
So old.